Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
How's the piano at the house?
It's okay. It's doing fine, thanks to you.
It's been 60 years since Jim Ford took his first piano lesson from Ruth Greenfield.
The strings are working?
So far, yeah. Okay. I haven't broken a string yet.
And 60 years since Ruth became a civil rights pioneer in Miami's art scene.
And have you been composing lately?
Yeah. I'm still composing.
Ruth is 88 now, Jim is 74, and they've been close friends all these years. They're sitting in Ruth's living room in her Swiss chalet-style house in the Spring Garden neighborhood of Miami. When Ruth was growing up, their friendship wouldn't have been welcome in this neighborhood. Back then, Ruth's grandparents owned this house just across the railroad tracks from Overtown.
What we called then Colored Town. So every Sunday we'd come over here and I would glance at the town that was fairly secret to me, and the women had big water buckets, and they were washing and drying all of the white people's clothes.
Ruth says besides that, she never gave much thought to the neighborhood across the tracks or to racial segregation in general.
I had ignored it or didn't even, I thought indifferently about it.
Ruth is an elegant presence. She has styled white hair. She's wearing a flowing bright red blouse with a matching necklace and red lipstick, and she has really good posture. She had a privileged, comfortable childhood. Her father and uncle owned a high-end men's clothing store on Flagler Street. She went to private school, and her family had a black live-in housekeeper. When Ruth was five, her mother insisted she take piano lessons. After Ruth graduated from Miami Beach High in 1941, she went to study music at the University of Miami.
One of the teachers said, "Go to Michigan, go to Michigan."
The University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
So I did. And then I studied with Arthur Schnabel. He was a formidable pianist. You may have heard of him. For the first time, there were black students in dormitories and so on.
In 1944, she briefly dated one of her college classmates, a young black man from Jamaica.
And my friends almost threw me away.
Eventually, she went off to study in Paris. One of her teachers was the composer Nadia Boulanger, whose other students included Aaron Copland and Astor Piazzolla.
When I got to Paris, it was 1949, and it was so natural that everybody was mixed. And I thought, my gosh, what is it that I lost out on when I was younger?
For the first time, she had a circle of black friends. When she and her husband got married in Paris that November, her maid of honor was a black woman from Tennessee. So when they got back to segregated Miami in 1950, everything felt different.
You come back here and you say, gee, what is this? I don't think it's right.
And that's when she met Jimmy Ford, a 13-year-old from Overtown. He goes by Jim now. And just like Ruth, he started studying piano when he was five.
My grandmother started off by teaching me every good boy does fine. And I took to it like a duck takes to water, apparently.
His mother tried to get him into the Miami Conservatory of Music, but she couldn't.
Not because I wasn't qualified, just because I was a Negro. They were using black in that day.
Jim's mother, Mary Williams Ford, was a high school principal. One summer, she went to study for her master's degree at Columbia University in New York. And Jim took lessons at Juilliard.
At Juilliard, it's hard to believe they would say this to a kid. Whatever you've learned, it's been wrong. And you have to start from scratch. It completely deflated me. So when mother came back to Miami, she looked for somebody she thought was competent to teach me. And she found Ruth.
The idea was to start a conservatory that included anyone, particularly gifted children, who were not being advanced.
In 1953, Jim became the first student at the Fine Arts Conservatory. The same year, Ruth heard about a recital featuring local composers. Jim had been writing his own music for a while already. The concert was sponsored by a music teachers association. Ruth called the president, who initially was excited to hear about a promising young composer.
And as soon as I said black or Negro, she said, oh, wait a minute. She said, I'll have to call you back. She called me back, and she said, I'm awfully sorry, but He would be so embarrassed to play it for all of us white people. It would be like having my maid in the front row. That was the kind of talk.
But Ruth wouldn't accept that. She called Miami Herald columnist Jack Bell, who wrote about Jim's rejection.
I have it over here at the piano. He wrote, "What is wrong with us?" About 3 days later, the same woman called me. She said, "All right, let him play." Here is the program where he played at Miami Public Library.
Can we hear a little of it?
I can play some of it. It's a sonata in F sharp minor. Okay.
He was 14 when he wrote this. For a long time, the school was a nomadic institution, setting up shop in various homes, a Masonic lodge, the Carver YMCA in Liberty City, and a funeral parlor in Overtown.
I think you should talk about the smell.
Charles Greenfield is one of Ruth's four children, her oldest.
I wasn't into smells.
I was.
Yes.
The funeral home.
Yeah, formaldehyde.
Kelsey Farr was the funeral parlor director and a very posh man. And when I arrived, he said, "Of course. I tell you, we do have services sometimes. We'll keep them very quiet." So we were able to occupy the entire second floor, which, of course, had been for the caskets.
The viewing.
And viewing.
In 1961, the Fine Arts Conservatory bought its own building, a modest little cottage in a white neighborhood, not far from Liberty City.
The house on 60th Street, I thought that that was just absolutely Juilliard. It had a big tree in the yard, and we had many chicken dinners there, and the neighbors, of course, complained.
She says she was blackballed from just about every music association in Miami.
Nothing is easy when you're trying to make a change, right? So we always had the feeling that somebody was standing behind us, looking over, until eventually integration.
For 25 years, students from different racial and socioeconomic backgrounds came there to learn music, dance, drama, and visual arts. The teachers were different races, too. Before she was elected to Congress, Carrie Meek volunteered as a dance teacher there on Saturdays. For a while, Ruth had created her own little Paris. The Fine Arts Conservatory closed in 1978. By then, the public schools had begun to integrate, and the initial mission seemed a little less urgent. Ruth also taught music at Miami-Dade College for 3 decades. She became the department chair. Jim Ford became a math teacher and kept playing piano. A lot of his vision is gone now, so he's learning music braille.
I was so proud of him because it means that you will eventually be teaching it.
I don't know about that. I don't know if they're hiring right now, but you know.
It doesn't matter when they're hiring, but the main thing is to get more people to get into that class.
Ruth Greenfield is still a teacher and still an advocate. You can see photos of Ruth and Jim and hear extra audio at WLRNunderthesun.org. I produce Under the Sun with Dan Gretsch and associate producer Trina Sargalski. A big thank you this week to Krista Ripple and Sammy Mack. I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami.
By Ravel.